Did he sell it off the cart or sell it to the shops?
Off the cart, yes. Had the little thing himself.
Yes, yes. What about the monkey, Valerio?
Oh, he used to come up sometimes.
The hurdy-gurdy, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did he come out to the farm?
Yes. And come in and play.
Did he?
Yes, and the monkey with him.
Was it good monkey?
Yes, it was really.
Used to feed it?
Yes, nuts. Yes, nuts for the monkey. I don't know anything else, I'm sure I don't. Can't think of anything.
What's the earliest thing you can remember ever in your life?
Earliest
thing? The very first thing you can ever remember.
Oh, Lord, help me, Mom.
Remember being a baby?
No. No. I don't remember an awful lot of being little in Donny Road.
Yeah.
The first thing I can remember is out on the gate, looking at the children going up and down to school, and your Auntie Nellie, of course, I saw her go past, and we got quite pally. To think of it in those days, and that went right through our life, you
and
know.
You were only a little girl.
Yes.
That's
she
six.
Was, too. Yes. Couldn't have been six, I'd have been to school.
Four.
Five.
Yeah. Would you still go to school if the weather was bad?
Yes. Weather didn't stop us. We'd go in the snow. The rain wouldn't stop us. No. Well, we were made to go. Yes, get off to school.
Did you ever play truant?
No. 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 I might have felt like it many a time, but I knew what would happen if I did.
What did you learn to write with slates?
Slates, yes. And then pens.
Yeah.
At Baldwin School. Pen and ink.
The inkwells in the desks.
What?
Inkwells in the desks.
Yes. Yes.
You filled them with a can?
I don't know what they filled them with.
You didn't do it?
No. I used to like the dinner time to get the map out and find all the places on the map. English map, you know.
Mm.
It was great big when I like that. Putting my time in.
Yeah. There's nothing to do all dinner time.
No. No. Unless you had a copper or two and you went cross.
Hmm.
Must not like those coppers either. Believe me. No.
Do many visitors come up the valley? Do you remember the visitors coming up to Inverbrook?
No. No.
You didn't get shower banks coming up that way?
No. There could have been, but I wouldn't see them. No. Never heard of them. They were going out there, weren't they?
They were going to Ingebrecht.
The coaches would.
A fair place there, wasn't it?
Yes, at one time.
Don't remember that?
No. Don't remember that, no.
Was the reservoir built when you were going to school? The reservoir built when you were going to school?
Yes. Well, that's about all I can remember. That'll do for this time, won't it?
You've done very well considering you couldn't remember anything now.
It was, you know, I just had to stop and think.
Mm.
Names are the things that I forget mostly.
Mm.
Then I have to stop for and think. Well, if I don't think, the name will come the best way.
Yeah.
The shops would be different though in Douglas, wouldn't they, with the pork butchers and things. The buying of things. They're much the same.
Much the same.
Were they?
The butchers would be selling the pork just the same as the beef. Wouldn't they?
Mm, there are more characters about though, weren't there?
Oh no, she's starting now and Ned Oxy.
Go on then. Tell about Ned Oxy.
Poor Ned Oxy, it's a shame really. But it was a rag and bone man. And he used to come up the back lane with his bag. And three doors up, number 13, there was a lady there. She always kept a basin and a spoon. And when Ned come shouting up the lane, she was always giving him a basin of soup or broth or something like that. And we have certain, oh gosh, Trinity Church, I met me doom. Now I live in the back bedroom. Well, there's the whole labour of young ones, you know. They'd all be in the lane watching for Ned, and that's what we'd be singing. Trinity Church, I met me doom. Now I live in the top back room. This fella always good to him, yes. And Ned wasn't bad, really. No. He was very lame, that was the trouble.
Mm. Did he have a cart?
No.
Just a bag?
Just a bag, all over it, yeah. Yeah.
And there was Fat Jack?
He used to sell the newspapers.
Did he?
Fat Jack, yeah.
Was he simple?
Not really. I suppose just because the man was selling papers and all, they would... just think he was.
Yeah.
He seemed all right. There's Peg Leg Cayley.
Yeah, what was he?
Well, he was one of the ones. This he was drinking some sort of spirit.
Methylated
spirits. And they had a place just down on the Bonnard Road.
Oh?
Just behind, you remember Francis' grandmother?
Hmm.
At the back there somewhere, there used to be a sort of a tin hut in the field, and they used to go out and sleep out there. And my mother had heard them say she would never go to Douglas with any jewellery on her. She always took it off and left it home, because she was afraid of Peg Leg Cayley and his partners might take her.
Gosh.
I remember that.
And Bella Curtis? She a big fat lady?
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember?
In the market.
That was she was?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. She had the first stall in the market. With fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were the other stalls in the market mostly?
There were two or three fish stalls.
Were there?
And the rest of fruit or maybe book stalls. Yeah.
Well, you remembered a lot.
Mm. I haven't done so bad, have I?
No,
right.
Very well.
Let's finish it now. We'll close the chapter.